We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Amelia Benson. It's Tuesday, January 20th, 2026, also known as the first day of the spring 2026 semester for students at the university, and the WPGU News Department's first day back in the studio. Kicking off our first broadcast of the semester and 2026, WPGU News would like to inform our listeners of some local resignation announcements they may have missed during winter break. On January 5th, Urbana Ward 4 Council member Jaya Colasetti announced her resignation during a city council meeting, citing her family moving from Ward 4 to Ward 7 as the reason. Colasetti ended her announcement by mentioning her plans for the future.
I will continue to serve on the Alternate Response Task Force, but it's going to be a big change. But we're still here in Urbana. Still love this city. So, thank you.
Colasetti's resignation will take effect on February 2nd, after which a replacement will be appointed by the mayor. Applications to fill the upcoming vacancy can be emailed to the city clerk's office until January 30th at 5 p.m. The following day, Dr. Emily Lux made an official announcement on her campaign website that she would be dropping out of the U.S. House Illinois District 13 Democratic primary. On Lux's campaign website, she expresses her intention to continue community action, saying, quote, "Your trust has meant everything to me, and I intend to honor it by continuing the work in future political races and community involvement," end quote. Lux's resignation leaves incumbent Nikki Budzinski and challenger Dylan Blaha as the two remaining candidates running for the Democratic primary, taking place on March 17th. On January 8th, UI System President Tim Killeen informed the University of Illinois Board of Trustees that he would be stepping down when his current contract ends on June 30th, 2027. In a letter to the university staff, Killeen wrote, quote, "Serving as president of the University of Illinois system is the greatest honor of my professional life," end quote. Board Chair Jesse Ruiz stated that the search for Killeen's successor will begin in the coming weeks. Next, while the WPGU News team was away, Champaign-Urbana restaurants closed, opened, and added new locations. Here's the restaurant news you may have missed while we were gone. Dutch Bros Coffee, the drive-through chain coffee shop, opened December 15th on the southeast corner of Green Street and Lincoln Avenue. The shop was the third to open in Illinois. The company plans to open another location in CU on Neal Street, where Bob Evans used to be. Soon after, Mary Enright, the founder of Honey Bunny Bakes, announced in a Facebook post that the local bakery would close December 26th. However, the bakery will honor previously placed orders through its partnering business, the CU Flower House. Black Dog Smoke and Ale House permanently closed its Urbana location January 2nd. The restaurant had been shut since the COVID-19 pandemic and reopened just last summer before financial difficulties forced it to close again. Its other location in Champaign remains open. In more uplifting news, May's Mexican Grill opened a new location with a drive-thru on Neal Street January 12th. The new location is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day, but plans to expand its hours to compete with neighboring 24-hour establishments like McDonald's and Marianne's Diner. Lastly, Smith Burger Company will be featured on American's Best Restaurants Roadshow, a YouTube extension of the original show that highlights independent restaurants. Moving along to upcoming news and events, the Urbana High School Band Boosters is hosting its fourth annual Trivia Night fundraiser Thursday at 6:30 p.m. The event is hosted at Biaggi's Ristorante Italiano at 2235 South Neal Street. Doors open an hour before the event starts for registration and to allow those without a team of six to find one. Suggested donations are $25 per adult and $15 per student, though a discount of $20 is available for those who prepay online. For more information and to prepay for your team of six, please visit the Urbana High School Band Boosters Facebook page. Coming up in sports, tomorrow night, the Illinois men's basketball team will look to extend its winning streak against Maryland. The number 11 Illini, led by head coach Brad Underwood, will play the 8-10 Terrapins at State Farm Center. The Illini look to extend their winning streak to 8 games and their Big Ten winning streak to 6 games after a hard-fought win against the Minnesota Golden Gophers on Saturday. they have yet to lose in the month of January. The Terrapins, who have struggled against Big Ten teams, look to build off their first Big Ten win against the Penn State Nittany Lions, in which they scored 96 points. Tip-off will begin at 6 p.m. and will be broadcast on Big Ten Network. Finally, Illinois Athletics announced last week that they'll be installing the largest video board in college football at Geese Memorial Stadium over this offseason. The new video board will measure over 17,000 square feet behind the South Horseshoe stands, surpassing previous record holder Auburn's video board by nearly 7,000 square feet. Funding for the new board comes from a portion of the $100 million Larry Geese donated to the university's athletics department in the fall. Construction crews have already begun dismantling the old video board, with the new one expected to be ready just in time for the 2026 football season. Part of the project will also include installing other, smaller video displays throughout the stadium. The project comes just after Illinois finished its best two-season run in program history, winning back-to-back bowl games for the first time since 2011. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sean Farnsley, Mac Jones, Gavin Westlake, Vinny Magsumble, and Adam Edwards. From WPGU News, this has been Amelia Benson.